Is a narcissist the same thing as a sociopath? Are the terms interchangeable? A lot of people mistakenly think so, which is understandable, considering that they share many of the same characteristics and that they're both on the cluster B spectrum.
Let's talk about it.
So, what qualities do narcissists and sociopaths share? Well, both narcissists and sociopaths can be very charming and charismatic. Each of them is known for being self-serving and manipulative, and they each tend to have no empathy. Both have personality disorders and value themselves above all other people. Both are known to harm other people and to negatively affect their own lives with their behaviors, and neither one can step outside of their own heads long enough to recognize or concern themselves with the needs of other people. But each is fully focused on their own needs, of course. It's also true that all sociopaths are narcissists, but not all narcissists are sociopaths. So how are narcissists and sociopaths different? Well, in most cases, sociopaths who might be diagnosed with antisocial personality disorder are a lot more dangerous than those who are just narcissistic. That is, unless you're talking about a malignant narcissist who might present very much like a sociopath, but in either case, their motivations are different. Let's talk about five ways this manifests differently between the two personality disorders. Number one, a narcissist is motivated by ego and a sociopath is motivated by self-interest. So the narcissist's destructive and manipulative behaviors are all about feeling important, being superior, and being the center of attention. And this is driven by their overinflated ego that just needs constant stroking, as in narcissistic supply. But a sociopath's self-interest doesn't require stroking in the same way. So the sociopath will be whomever they need to be in any given moment to get their needs met. So what's the difference? Well, since sociopaths really don't have any need to have their ego stroked, they can be sneakier and more strategic with their manipulation. They don't really need you to be impressed with them, and they're only going to seek out your approval if you have something that they want. Yeah, they have no actual personality. While a narcissist, on the other hand, needs your approval and your attention. And since they're ego-driven, they are going to be far less likely to be calculated in their reactions and their behavior. So the narcissist is more likely to demonstrate narcissistic rage and to react more emotionally than a sociopath who has no emotions. Number two, a narcissist wants to be adored and a sociopath could care less. Narcissists need to be adored. They are very concerned with their own image and how other people perceive them. They are known to want power, success, and plenty of admiration and adoration from the people around them. And while they're often willing to work hard to get it, they'll also exploit and torture people along the way without a second thought. Their motivation and focus are all about themselves and their own agenda, as in getting the praise and attention they need. Again, they're driven by their ego, so that makes sense. But a sociopath doesn't care what anyone thinks of them, which makes them a lot more dangerous. They will spend months or even years planning and scheming against you, especially when it serves them to do so. They are much more calculating and far less emotional overall. Number three, a narcissist talks about themselves and a sociopath talks about you. As you know, narcissists only want to talk about themselves and their self-interest, at least after the initial love bombing or idealization phase of the relationship, where they will ask you, well, all about yourself in order to, of course, store up ammunition to use against you later. But as the relationship goes on, they make it painfully clear that they have no interest in what you care about and will always turn the topic back to themselves. In fact, many survivors of relationships with narcissists literally forget almost how to talk about themselves because they grow so accustomed to being shut down this way. It's rough. But sociopaths are very interested in knowing about your interests and, well, everything else about you. They will ask you what you like, what strikes your fancy, what turns you on, and they will masquerade as empaths a lot of the time, as in they really seem like they care about you. They know exactly what to say and even how to hold themselves, so that it's almost impossible to tell that they don't actually care about you. But remember, they don't have empathy. They have their own reasons for caring. So if they want something from you later on, they're going to do anything they can, anything to do with your interests or whatever, as a manipulation tactic to get what they want from you. Sociopaths are often so smooth that you miss the fact they're manipulating you at all, at least at first. For example, maybe a sociopath would ask you, hey, what's your favorite band? And if you said something like Fleetwood Mac, well, they're going to surprise you one day with a Fleetwood Mac CD or tickets to a concert. It's not from the goodness of their heart, though. They want something from you, and they're using this as a jumping off point to get whatever it is from you. Number four, neither one cares about the rules, but for different reasons. You already know that a narcissist is pretty much unconcerned about the rules, and sometimes that's because they're so self-absorbed they don't even become aware of the rules. But in most cases, they literally feel they're above the rules or that they deserve some sort of special exception to every single rule. Well, a sociopath does not care about the rules. Not that they want special dispensation or anything. They just don't care because they need to break the rules to manipulate situations for whatever it is they're trying to make happen. So if they can get away with breaking the rules or even the laws, they're going to do that without remorse when it serves them. Number 5, narcissists are mean, but sociopaths have plans to take you down. This is where you're going to see kind of how dangerous a sociopath can be and how a narcissist is less dangerous. Narcissists are bullies and braggarts, and they can definitely mess with your head. And this is especially true if they see you as some sort of threat to their ego or they fear abandonment. Of course, that's when they'll throw your most painful experiences and your insecurities right back in your face in order to hurt you, and when they feel the need to drag you down. So, for example, if you tell a narcissist that you are insecure about your weight, they might later try to make you feel bad about yourself by suddenly beginning to become aware of and point out every single thin person who goes past you and tell you how attractive they are. And then, of course, once you're good and insecure, you might tell them, hey, this is kind of bothering me. And instantly, the narcissist will freak out and attack you, say you're controlling, you're jealous, what's wrong with you? They might say something like, hey, what, do you want me to close my eyes and not look at people? There are other people in the world. I'm not blind, Angie, or whatever your name is. In this case, the narcissist, they're out to take your self-esteem down a couple of notches so that you're going to feel like you can't do any better than them. The idea is that you're more likely to stick around and be their source of narcissistic supply if you don't feel good about yourself. So, once again, the narcissist is driven by ego and the need for ongoing, reliable narcissistic supply. Sociopaths, on the other hand, are going to do what they can to take you down or out completely if they see you trying to get in the way of whatever it is that they want, even if that means that you just won't give them your time and your attention. And of course, regardless of who you are and what your relationship happens to be, you're not going to ever be exempt from a sociopath's manipulation and abuse. In fact, even if you aren't purposely causing them any trouble, but they perceive you as a threat to them or to their end goals in some way, they will strategically destroy you in any way they can, and of course, without remorse. Sociopaths want to win, and they're going to do it at the expense of anyone. With all of that being said, this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you experienced either a narcissist or a sociopath? And if so, how did that go down for you? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you here and here. And while you're at it, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.